Now, Meenakshi Temple segment. Let's look into temple times of Meenakshi Temple segment. And a beautiful song to start the Meenakshi Temple segment. Today, Taraji is not here. So, Sriji will be covering up for Taraji. So, let's see what we have. What's happening at Meenakshi Temple?
This is the audience.
Oh, it was not airing all this time. It was in queue.
It just stopped for like 2 seconds.
No, it was in queue.
No, it was on the headphones,
you could hear it. I can't hear him. That's because
I turned it off on your
face.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was messing.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you, thank you.
I was trying to mess with you.
You could listen
though,
so it's
airing. No, but it was not airing.
Ma, called the leads, okay. There was feedback, they called. That's okay.
They didn't call for the songs, they called for the cue time.
Uh-huh.
He was airing.
Are you
it
sure
was
because
it was
a queue here?
It just wasn't on air for 5 seconds, that's all.
No, no, it was when this light is on here, that means it's not airing. I think we need somebody.
It was
airing. Hold on 1 second, let me just verify.
Now it is airing, but it was on queue
yeah,
just for
5 seconds it was.
Do you understand?
Yeah, because it stopped on air. For
headphones is not what it is. It is not.
Oh.
I don't know when that cue started. What happened? Your song, that Burbu Swaha?
No, that was not the one, but that finished actually, that's why.
Okay.
Pradusha, when is Pradusha? Read significance of Nana. You have to read. Pradusha.
April now? Now?
Yeah. After the song, maybe.
There's nothing on temple times? You're not doing that?
Yeah, I'm doing.
First, you do that or?
Oh, she said to read that first. Is that right?
First of all, was a Vedic chanting and say this.
Okay. Say that. Okay.
Okay. So, if you...
Say that after this completion.
No, I think she asked you to do it, Ma.
No, Ma, she left it for us to cover up.
It doesn't matter. Anybody can do
it.
Okay? Don't worry.
But I know announced as you, right?
No problem. I'll still be talking. Temple time is here.
Namaste all. We are happy to bring you this segment sponsored by Sri Meenakshi Temple in PLN, Texas. We are very excited about this radio show that represents the roots of all religions, mother of all religions and most ancient of all religions, that is Sanatan Dharma, often referred by its practitioners as Hinduism. Hinduism has sought to recognize principles and practices that would lead any individual to become a better human being and understand and live in harmony with Dharma. We present this program on behalf of Sri Meenakshi Temple, the glory and of Vedic Dharma adds value to any ordinary human being. So, Maha Pradosham at Sri Meenakshi Temple, this evening is it's at 7 p.m. Abhishekam and Alankaram for Nandi also is happening this evening. So, what does Maha Pradosham mean? See, Pradosham is a specific window of time that occurs during the day. It is believed that the energy during this time makes it easier to dissolve and release our karma. So stories, prayers and rituals have been built around this time to help us better work with and understand the significance of this karma busting energies. So there are three different levels to Pradosham. Depending on which day of month that it occurs, each level indicates how much karma may be released at that time. Pradosham are a gift from universe to help speed our evolution and make our lives easier and happier. So when does it occur? All pradoshams occur between 1.5 hours before and right up until the moment of sunset in the time zone, which are you are wherever you are. The smaller energy levels, pradoshams occur even during every day during this time. And the middle energy level occurs twice each month on the 13th moon day after the new moon and after the full moon. So to determine which of these pradoshams occur, you can begin your count on the actual new Vedic calendar, Vedic moon or full moon day after full moon day, and count it as day one, continue until you reach 13. So if you're counting from full moon, pradosham will normally occur 2 days before the next new moon. And if you're counting from the new moon, pradosham will normally occur 2 days before the next full moon. So the larger energy level pradosham occurs when one of the 13 moon days occurs on a Saturday. So it should occur on the Saturday. So the planet Saturn is considered the lord of karma, who delivers many of our life's tougher lessons to help us refine and evolve our souls. So on a Saturday pradosham, it is believed that Lord Shiva has more influence over Saturn and can cause Saturn to loosen or release entirely some of the karmic bonds that limit us. So that is about pradosham. And the purpose of a human life is, of course, God realization. This is an often repeated statement by all saints, but siddhas tell you that you can get to your life purpose only when your karma has been wiped clean and the time is ripe for grace to flow to you at that time when your karma has been wiped clean. So when that happens, an intense flowering happens and both the material and spiritual worlds open up for you. So we have a choice then on the abundance that has been presented by the universe. So whether you take the spiritual or material route, one thing is certain. You have to completely eliminate your karma to even get there. So pradosham rituals give a great opportunity to build a road to prosperity and true happiness. So on the 13th moon, pradosham days, special pujas are offered to Lord Shiva, who eliminates your karma and helps to bring light into your life. So pradosham is happening today at the Sri Meenakshi temple at 7 p.m. And today is Sunday, a day before Mahashivratri. So take good opportunity of this. Go to Meenakshi temple at 7 p.m. and attend pradosham and release all your karmic bondages. And I'm sure one day before Mahashivratri, Shivji has a great influence on Saturn too. It's all about Shivji. And another song brought to you by Sri Meenakshi temple.
Yes, I just played the Prabhakar.
Last page, yeah. Shivratri Mahashivratri Anantrayam, which you know, Mahadev, Shivri, Shivratri notes is one.
So we talk about, we set the tone for Shivratri. Now we our mics are open, close enough, all mics.
If that is coming, it's on.
Yeah, that's
I put this thing at least, so I don't know.
So today's topic is what?
Mahashivratri. So what we'll do, after this I close and I'll tell about that and tell in one line about the topic. We'll encourage a little early.
Align in the Har Har Mahadev and then it will be Om Namah Shivaya.
Okay.
Nagaya Nagabhushanaya Nandivasanaya Namo
After this, it will be Har Har Mahadev.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it will be Om Namah Shivaya.
Yeah, yeah. After that,
I'll ask.
Okay. You've got announcements for today?
Yeah. Mahashivratri is there and those are great Houston's fundraiser. I think we don't have a paper to read anything.
He has the announcements, right?
No? Which one? No, it's just the recording of Hindu.
All I have is whatever the songs.
You don't have Hindus of Greater Houston announcements in there?
That's their gala, ma.
Their gala.
That announcement is there, reading is here. Both are
there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Seventh, play Mayureshi announcement, she says.
Okay.
Yeah. Seventh.
Mayureshi, we
know. That's the announcement.
Shartikeya
Shivji,
no? I think that's
fine. And then 8th is Shiva Vandana, the 9th announcement again.
So ready?
We'll coordinate, yes.
Yeah, we'll coordinate.
Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. You're listening to What's Up Sanatan Hinduism and we are at Meenakshi Temple segment, Temple Times.
Jai Bholenath. Sri Meenakshi Temple invites you to Mahashivaratri celebration tomorrow, Monday, March 7th for Shiva, that is also known as Sundareshwara. So the main event starts tomorrow 6:30 to 9 p.m. Sankalpam, Vigneshwara Puja, Punya Vachanam, Kalasa Puja, Ashtotara Sata, Sankha Puja, Omam and Rudra Japam, Abhishekam, all are going on from 6:30 to 9 p.m. There's Deeparadhana, Upacharanam and from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Atamahalinga Puja with Abhishekam by devotees. So all the Shivji devotees and all devotees as such, please participate in it from 9 to 10 p.m. Chaturkala Puja, because it's Shivratri, remember. So it's 12 midnight to 1:30 a.m. And also the second session will start 3 a.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sponsorship is $21 for Sankha Puja. Gold Bilva Archana. Geetaji was mentioning about Bilva leaf. This is gold Bilva Archana. The leaves are in gold. $31. Bhajans throughout the evening and night. All are welcome to participate in the bhajans. Refreshments will be available. For more information, please contact Narayanan at socn1 at hotmail.com. You can also call the temple at 281-489-0358. 281-489-0358 extension 100 or 101. Also, Meenakshi Temple invites you to Vasavi Agni Pravesham Puja. That is Wednesday, February 10th from 6 to 9:30 p.m. The program starts in Ganesh Temple with Sankalpam, Vigneshwara Puja, Punya, Vachanam, Kalasa Puja, Omam, Purnahuti, Deeparadhana. So, Kanyaka Parameshwari Sanidhi, Abhishekam, Alankarnam, Upacharnam and Prasadam. Sponsorship is $51. Again, for more information, call Sok Narayanan at socn1 at hotmail.com or call temple office at 281-489-0358 extension 100 or 110. That's Temple Times by Sri Meenakshi Temple.
And here is another Shivji's. Let's celebrate Shiv today. And tomorrow you can observe.
You can repeat in your mind and keep singing till tomorrow.
And then you have to be wide awake.
Yes.
All midnight.
Yes, you have to.
All up.
To get all the beautiful
only
benefits
Shiv,
of the Bodhinath.
Shiv strands. And I'm sure these songs will help you.
Yes.
As
Shivji gets the beautiful bhajans.
Now you have to read the Shivratri notes.
Oh no, there's no such notes, I think. We will go online.
Okay.
We'll announce a little bit, set the tone for the topic, and also because we have to anyway read the Shivratri. All of you join please. After that, we need to read about Mahashivratri.
Huh?
Mahashivratri. I'm going to read from you.
Do you have a resource?
Go ahead. No, go ahead. So I'll.
No, not reading. You open up the topic, we'll discuss, right?
No. Actually, she wants us to little bit read about Shivratri.
Okay.
So what we'll say is interest is coming. Then
go
the images.
But the topic also is that, right?
Yeah.
We have to announce it.
We don't have asset notes from Taraji, so we have to make up with the asset.
We want to do it? So only 2 more minutes.
No, let it go for another 30 seconds. We have a time is okay.
We'll keep it slow. Let it. How many minutes is that?
On this one? About 5 minutes.
Then I'll reduce and you speak about it.
Yeah. Let it be in the background.
Background, yeah. I forgot to switch today.
That's okay. That's fine. No problem.
Confusion.
I mean, we were all there, so.
Yeah. And then this went to Q. I was like.
Mahadev, we didn't say it, we played it.
You're listening to Voice of Sanatana Hinduism and we are at Meenakshi Temple Times. Hare Hare Mahadev, celebrating Mahashivratri at Meenakshi Temple.
And today's Inquest of Hinduism topic, where it is an interactive segment around 1:30. The topic also Mahashivratri. So we're going to give away a small gist of what we do on Mahashivratri. So Mahashivratri is a Hindu festival which is celebrated annually in reverence of Mahadev, the Shiva. It is the day Shiva was married to goddess Parvati. She is also known as Uma. The Mahashivratri festival, also popularly known as Shivratri in short, or great night of Shiva, marks the convergence of Shiva and Shakti. So Shiva and Shakti is Parvati Ma. So Mahashivratri celebrated on the Krishna Paksha Chaturdashi of Hindu calendar month, Magha as per Amavasya month calculation. I hope I got it right. I'm a little not technical on the
time zones. Right. You're going right.
Okay. As per Purnima month calculation, the day is Krishna Paksha Trayodashi or Chaturdashi of Hindu calendar month Palguna, which falls in February or March. So this is March, guys. As per the Gregorian calendar, that's the calendar we follow on a day-to-day basis. Of the 12 Shivratris in the year, the Maha Shivratri is the most holy. That is tomorrow. Okay, now we celebrate. It's principally celebrated by offering Bilva leaves. We have given away why Bilva leaves in the early part of the program. All day fasting and all night vigil. Most of the teenagers love to be wake up. So it's time to ask them to wake up for a good cause. Okay, that is Jagar.
Not just waking up, but they have to chant and be in the trance of Lord Shiva.
Yes, there you go. That's what it is all about. So that's in a very nutshell of Mahashivratri. But if you already are one of the devotees who have been doing and how long you've been doing, you can just call us and share with us around 1:30 in our Inquest of Hinduism interactive segment by calling 281-277-6874. We are just setting you up early. So it is back at 281-277-6874. And now we will move to a song.
Yes.
Om Namah Shivaya.
Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. This segment is sponsored by Hindus of Greater Houston. And you're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. We'll be here till 2 p.m.
Namah Shivaya.
Om Namah Shivaya. Listeners, chat with us. Om Namah Shivaya. Hope we are setting up the mood for tomorrow.
You're going to forget your phone there. I think it might be already there in the next announce. Yeah. I don't know.
No, we heard that last week. Oh. That Mayuresh is telling about Hindu Gala.
Okay.
Yeah, but we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
the holy thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. And we have going to see what's happening
in Houston, brought to you by Hindus of Greater Houston.
This is a great opportunity to meet, mingle, and interact with young Hindu leaders of tomorrow. For more information, you can call Richa Dixit at 832-451-7206 or Thupil Nourishment at 281-804-4339. You can also visit our website at www.hinduzoohouston.org.
Hindus of Greater Houston. Welcome to Hindus of Greater Houston sponsor segment of Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. Hindus of Greater Houston brings together the Hindu community in Houston and supports all temples, organizations, and festivities happening in Greater Houston area. Hindus of Greater Houston celebrate the Grand Janmashtami Festival at George R. Brown Convention Center. And we partner with Music Masala to celebrate Holi Festival. This is coming up and coming event on March 26th from 12 to 6 p.m. at Houston Farm and Ranch. So for more details, please visit houstonhindus.org. And we also bring you this beautiful song, Shivandana.
Shivandana. Wow, I love that song.
Maurish once more after this. Just follow into that.
You are making her nervous.
No.
She was actually other songs she was listening and she was tapping on.
No.
And that was good.
You're
making her nervous.
That's okay. I'll keep sharing. I asked her to clap. So
she's doing it
other way.
It's okay. The same thing.
No, but she, what, do you know what she said? I do that in concerts.
This is Shiv concert, baby.
Shiv concert.
That's why you are here. Okay.
That's nice.
I was paying attention. She was playing it correctly.
She went on her own. She does that. That's true.
I'm the mother, no? That I think I need to get detached from her. That motherly. I know. I'm crying, baby. Bhagavad Gita is all helping me. Okay. Ready?
No. After this, Rakesh Bhai will play Mayuresh once.
Yeah.
Then we'll jump into, Jeevana will jump into the announcement and I'll read it. Okay.
I'll play for about one more minute.
This table is good for tabla.
he does that.
He does? Oh, the
Sunil? Ashmeya.
Yes, I saw him playing one, but it's actually...
Mama, for you, the time is after this announcement, the reading, and I will complete the
reading. The clocks are like 1 second apart.
Huh?
The clocks are 1 second apart.
No, actually it goes by this.
See, Rakesh
Bhai Maurya, she will play. And Deepna will read about the Gala. I will follow it up. Then Rakesh Bhai will play the Mahamrutyunjaya part. Okay. And then that is all we have. So you need to time it so that we don't lose, we don't end up with spaces in between. And then your closing statements are.
You want to switch?
I will switch.
Okay. I'll just say
you just leave it. You know, you leave it there and I'll switch. Is there anything we need to talk about?
Hindu leaders of tomorrow. For more information, you can call Richard Dixit at 832-451-7206 or Tupal Nourishman at 281-804-4339. You can also visit our website at www.hinduzoohouston.org.
On behalf of Hindus of Greater Houston, we invite you and request support for the annual Youth Award Gala of the Hindus of Greater Houston. The event is hosted by Sri Meenakshi Temple, Pureland, on Saturday at April 9th. This is the only fundraising annual event of Hindus of Greater Houston, and the focus is on encouraging the youth of our community, applauding their accomplishments, and encouraging them to succeed in their education and career as dynamic citizens. Your help is very much expected and appreciated. Please offer to buy a seat for $50 and motivate your friends to attend as a group or donate whatever you consider is appropriate and worthy of the cause. Please visit our website for details, registration, and questions if any. We're looking forward to your presence along with your family.
The 6th Annual Hindu Youth Awards. This is a very good platform for showing our teenager kids, like, you know, how they can... get involved, and then, like, you know, in Hinduism, and also, like, how they can benefit. So they can come over there as $50 per seat to $250 per table. And youth who are 14 years are free and above, I mean. Okay. So the email is hgfawards@gmail.com, and it is being hosted by Sri Meenakshi Temple. And it is at their Kalyana Mandapam. The address is 17130 McLean Road, PLN. The social hour is 5:45 p.m. to 6:45 p.m. And the awards start at 6:45 sharp and ends at 8:45 p.m. So they will have a cultural program, and also dinner will be served. And the chief guest and keynote speaker is Joseph Emmett, a student of Swami Parthasarathy, son of Harris County Judge Ed Emmett, and a graduate in Vedanta Philosophy. You can also contact Hindus of Greater Houston at 832-451-7206. That is Richard Dixit, Tupil Narasimhan, 281-804-4339. And HGS President Partha Krishna Swami, 713-962-8523. So be there on April 9th and celebrate with Hindus of Greater Houston on their 6th Annual Hindu Youth Awards Fundraising Gala.
We are at Hindus of Greater Houston. We are bringing the local happenings in Houston. And we have an from Namdwar. Something is happening in Namdwar. Namaste, you're on air. Sriramji, I didn't get your name. Yes, there's something happening this weekend, or?
Starting on the 12th of March to the 20th of March, it's a 9-day course by Sri Purnima Ji. She has done a lot of
Ramayan. So you're going to talk about all Ramayan? Different stories. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And if they need any information, more information, you have a website that you can look into? GoDivinity.org. Okay. Sure. Wonderful, wonderful. And this is starting this Friday.
Saturday,
March 12th. Okay, March 12th is Saturday. And it's and whole spring break. Wow, wow, wonderful, wonderful. And what time is it starting? 6:32. Oh, they can also get the prasad also, so they can just come relax, free event. Wonderful, wonderful, Sri Ramji. Thanks for sharing this information. Any contact information for that, Sri Ramji? Contact?
The website
called Love to Share Foundation. And that's happening March 27th, and they can contact you.
Yes.
Love to Share Foundation.
Yes.
Is it .com or .org?
.org.
Love to Share Foundation.org. Thank you, Sri Ramji. Namaste. Happy Shivratri to you.
Yeah, happy Shivratri to you too.
Thank you. Thank you. Song.
Yeah, next one is Mahamrityunjaya Mantra.
Yeah.
You're listening to us of Sanatan Hinduism on 11:10 a.m. You can also listen to us at sanatanhinducenter.org. We'll be shortly talking about Mahashivratri in Quest of Hinduism is coming up, and we will be talking about why we celebrate Mahashivratri, what's the significance, what do we do, what are the rituals that are performed on this day, that is tomorrow, Mahashivratri. How many songs do we have?
That's it.
Mrityunjaya.
Yeah.
So we'll end with that. Then? Okay. Mahamrityunjaya.
Maham.
We'll end with that. And then I have Shivatri.
Yeah. Or, you know, in the topic, when we talk,
That's what I was thinking. After this, we'll get into topic.
Yeah. So next is you can start the Mahamrityu after this. Keep that on.
After the topic, encourage callers to call, share, and then in between that song, put in Jerry. Then we'll end it.
We can have it as a background also. It is just a repetition. No?
It is about 29 minutes. So.
I don't know what it is. So. We'll leave it to you.
Ready? Welcome back to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. My name is Geeta, the divine song Raula, and Shri, the fortune Raula, is here with me. And we are going to talk about
Mahashivratri.
And I also played a song. You know what that song is? Who is singing?
Anuradha Podwale.
No. Another guest.
Okay, Parvatiji.
Parvatiji. Yes, Parvatiji is singing this song.
For Vidavad Shivji.
Per a union. And that's going to happen tomorrow. Mahashivratri is all about the wedding day, right? We're celebrating the wedding day of Shivji and Parvatiji.
And Geetaji, like you know, Shiva means the auspicious one.
Auspicious.
And we were discussing offline. What are the many names of Shivji, right?
Mm-hmm.
One other thing is Ashutosh.
Ashutosh, gets pleased very easily.
Very pleased easily. That's why it's also called Bholenath.
Bholenath.
Yes. He's amazing. If he's you keep knowing him, he's amazing, amazing, amazing. Okay.
So Nilkant.
Yes. Mahadev. Yes, the one.
Devaki Dev.
Yes. Yes.
Well, yeah. if you forgot something, you know, we can ask our audience.
Yes.
281-277-6874. You can call in and give Shivji's name, one of the Shivji's.
We haven't mentioned it.
What we didn't say yet.
Yes.
Okay.
Or your favorite Shivji's name also is fine. Because one of the beliefs is by just saying the name of Shivji, a lot of good things will happen. Okay.
And they can give shout outs to Shivji because tomorrow is Shivji and Parvatiji's wedding day.
Yes.
Let's give shout outs to our beloved Shivji who's in Kailash.
Yes. One shout out is for Tarama. Like, you know, who we are missing today.
Yes.
Okay. So, she says, Jai Bholenath. Okay. So, Mahashivratri is a Hindu festival celebrated annually in reverence of the Mahadev Shiva. It is the day Shiva was married to goddess Parvati. So, it marks the convergence of Shiva and Shakti. And how we celebrate it? We celebrate by offering bilva leaves, all day fasting and all night vigil. Jagaran. So it's a very good time, parents, for letting all the teenagers in the name of Lord Shiva to be awake. Let them do their good things. But let's ask them to keep chanting Mahadev. And you have to chant, usually the devotees chant Om Namah Shivaya, the sacred mantra of Shiva. Penances are performed in order to gain boons in the practice of yoga and meditation. In order to reach life's highest good steadily and swiftly on this day, the planetary positions in the northern hemisphere act as potent catalysts to help a person raise his or her spiritual energy very easily. So that is coming up tomorrow, Monday. And actually Monday is also very auspicious for Shivji.
Yes, that's nice. So Shivji,
all this time are falling.
Somvar.
Yes, Somnath,
right?
Yes, Somnath is famous. Yes, Amarnath. Jyotirling.
Somnath, Amarnath, Nilkant.
You can't give up everything. So the number to call 281-277-6874, listeners. You can tell us if you celebrate Mahashivratri. Also give shout out to Shivji. You can also mention your own personal name you have given to Shivji. It might be anything. So number to call 281-277-6874.
There's another greatness about Mahashivratri. It's also, there's another story that goes by to that says that the Sagar Manthan happens, right? So Sagar Manthan happens for Amrit. That means the devtas, gods and demons, the Rakshas want to become immortal. And the only way to become immortal is, we are not immortal. So the only way to become immortal is to drink Amrit, and that can be brought by Sagar Manthan. So that is churning of the ocean. So when they churn the ocean, that is, they used a mountain mantra and then snake or Vasuki snake to churn the ocean. When they churned the ocean, Amrit didn't come. What came out?
I know Goddess Lakshmi came. Goddess of wealth.
Before that.
Before that, lot of poison came out.
Lot of poison. Yes. Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. Namaste. Who's this? Bolenath. Jai Bolo Bolenath ki. Happy Mahashivratri to you.
Thanks for calling, JNG.
Namaste, you're on air. Yes, you're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism, and we are taking shout outs to Bolenath because tomorrow is Mahashivratri. And number to call is 281-277-6874. And we're talking about Sagar Manthan that's happening, right? So Amrit should come out of it, but what came? Goddess Lakshmi came. Before Goddess Lakshmi, Sridharji, what do we do in the ocean when you go to beaches? Normally, people put all kinds of stuff, distill oil and all that. So what comes out of it? When you churn, all the material that is alive comes together. Like you churn your yogurt milk, what comes, you know, all the dense material comes together. So poison came out of it. That is Kalkut. And it was killing all people and it was spreading. And it was destroying the creation. So, you know who took the poison? Shivji.
I don't know, Gitaji. Please, yes, I'm very curious to know. Please tell us.
I know you know, it's called Kalkut. And Shivji drank the poison and it was hell in his throat. So
it was Ellie's throat because it would have also damaged Mahadev.
Namaste, you're on air. Hey Ayushi, how are you? Thank you. Happy Shivratri to you too. You want to give a shout out to Lord Shiva? He's listening. Yes, go ahead. Shambhu, wow, you're paying attention.
We told Ashutosh, Aishi. Thanks for calling, Aishi.
Yes, thanks for calling. Yes, Shambhu. Shambhu Shiv Shankar. Thank you. Happy Shivratri.
I won.
Yes, we'll take one more caller. Okay, call back 281-277-6874. And that's how, that's the greatness of Shivji, that he drank the poison and that's how his throat became blue, right?
Actually, even today, he knows that poison is in his throat. We should always remember. That's why it stays blue.
That's why it stays
okay, blue. Okay, one other mention is like, that's why he is also represented in blue because of that.
His neck. His neck is represented.
Always, yes.
Namaste, you're on air.
Wow! Hey,
Ashpati! Oh!
There you go, and what's your name, sir?
Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. Hello, yes.
Your name? Sanjeev Ji.
Thanks, Sanjeev. Thanks for listening to New Voice of Sanatan Hinduism and calling us.
Yes. What's the name? Kailashpati. Kailashpati. We did. What all we did? We need to have a list of that. Shiv,
Kailashpati, Shambhu,
Ashutosh, Rudra, and Amarnath. That is the Jyotirling. And Ishwar also. He's also called as Ishwar. Mahadev we did. Maheshwar. We will take one more call. You're on here. Namaste. Okay, we lost the call. So we are discussing also Shivratri. Why Shivratri is celebrated? Why Shivratri is celebrated? Shivji?
Yes.
Sridharji, sorry.
Yes. So the two reasons we got to you is one is Shivji's marriage to Parvati ji. And also commemorating Shivji drinking and still holding the poison in his neck for us all these years. He's still holding it for us. So, that is Mahadev for us in short.
Namaste, you're on air. Hello. Okay. Yes, we are still taking shout outs for Lord Shivji. And you can also give the name of Lord Shiva, which we have not yet
said
on air.
On air. There's so many names to Bolinath.
Shambho is over.
Shambho is over. Kailashnath.
Kailashpati.
Kailashpati. Wow.
Namaste, you're on air. Namaste, you're on air. Yes, who's this? Anna, yes, you have a name for Shivji? Pashupati. Oh my god, that's where he started. Pashupati.
Hannah ji, what's your real name? What is your real name? Ah, there you go. That is beautiful, Anushka. Alias Anna, thanks for calling.
Happy Shivratri, Anna. Okay. Bye-bye. Namaste. You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. Namaste. You're on air. Namaste. Namaste, Vijay ji. Happy Shivratri to you.
Oh, that's a we'll take it as a compliment, Vijay, coming from you. Because he's easily pleased, Vijay ji.
Bolinath is his bole, right? Because he's a Trikal Darshi, which means he knows. But still, he gets,
He's innocent. Bole is innocent, Vijayji. I'll little bit add on to that.
We'll talk about it shortly.
But that's a very good point, Vijayji. Thanks for calling.
Sure.
Go ahead. Yes. Wow. Yes. I mean, we'll repeat that, Vijayji. That's a very good point. We gave away that already in the announcement. And every year we know the gala is done. We have attended, you know, a couple of them, and we know that it is done in different temples for that reason, to really encourage all the temples to participate and also nominate all the youth who are in their heritage classes or lifestyle classes, so that, you know, they will be nicely rewarded for their, you know, all the hard work they've been doing for our Hinduism, right? Yes. Yeah. Yes. Joseph Emmett, right? Yes, yes.
And Vijayji, before you... Yes, go ahead. Yeah, before you go, I just want... You asked Bolinath, why Bolinath, right? We just gave away that, you know, you can easily please him, Bole. Because without any second thought, God Shiva grants wishes. So, for example, you go to Meenakshi Temple today at 7 p.m. or tomorrow Mahashivratri. You pour a glass of milk on his lingam or offer a bilwa leaf, he's pleased. And he grants your wishes without second
thought. And Gita, this year, because since Vijayji online, the Hindu Gala Awards, Youth Hindu Gala Awards are in Meenakshi Temple.
Meenakshi.
So that's another reason.
That's another reason.
Yes, yes.
No, because Shivji even gets into trouble because, you know, Bhamasura, he gives, easily he grants wishes. Right, and he knows what is going to happen. He knows that he'll get into trouble. He's, you know, he takes that risk of getting into trouble and still grants the wishes of the devotees. So that is the huge niceness of Shivji.
Yes. Thanks, Vijayji, for calling in, and then we know you're very busy. Thanks for your call. Namaste.
Namaste. Yes, you're on air. You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. Thank you. Happy Mahashivratri. And what's your name? From Beaumont. Oh, you're listening to us from Beaumont. Thank you. And you want to give away Shivji's name? One of the Shivji's name? Yes.
Triambakeshwar. It's one of the Jyotirlingas too. Triambakeshwar.
Triambakeshwar means the Lord of Three, right? Triambak is the three eyes. Yes. Lord of it can also be interpreted as the Lord of past, present, and future because he can see everything. Nasik. Okay.
Oh yeah, it's in Nasik. There you go. That's what I was thinking. Where it is? And I think Nasik has two or three of Jyotirlingas. It's very famous. Okay. Thanks for your call.
Thank you. Yes. Wow. We got lot of
yes, lot of Bholenath butts out there.
A lot of Bholenath.
You see, that's why he's Bholenath. He easily impresses too. And once again, quickly, we'll give away the 6th annual Hindu UP Awards fundraising gala happening on April 9th at Sri Meenakshi Temple Kalyana Mandapam. And you can contact them at 832-451-7206. That is Richard Dixit. Tupil Narasimhan's number is 281-804-4339. And Partha Krishna Swami's number 713-962-8523. Or just visit the website hindusofhouston.org.
Yes. And also Shivratri, if you fast and, you know, observe vigil, it helps, you know, that Vrat, Mahashivratri, Vrat is usually to fast. You don't eat anything and then you observe vigil, right? All night you'll be in Shiv trance. So what it does to us, this Vrat disciplines, you know, it helps a devotee to control two great natural forces that we discussed today. What are those? Rajas and Tamas. The mood of passion and also the ignorance. So when a devotee spends his entire day at the feet of a Lord and worships with sincerity, his motion is controlled and evils like just like anger, jealousy, which are coming out of this Rajas and Tamas, they are subdued. So that's why we also observe the Mahashivratri. They are subdued and your sattva comes up. So which is another reason to observe the Shivratri Vrat, Mahashivratri Vrat. That's Mahashivratri is tomorrow, so hope we set the mood for Mahashivratri and hope you're going to fast and be in Shiv trance wherever you are, even though you're not able to fast or observe vigil, at least be in Shiv trance and take the benefits of being in Shiv trance.
Yes, and wherever you are, you can celebrate Mahashivratri. Jai Bholenath.
Jai Jai Bholenath. And this is again Mrityunjaya Mantra.
You can start the aarti,
right?
If you have it, right?
Let's. Yeah, I have the aarti ready.
Yeah, so go ahead and start.
We will go ahead and end the, tell thanks and to the aarti.
Yeah, yeah, because we only have 2 minutes.
Yes, yeah, let's tell thanks to all our sponsors and.
Yeah. You can lower it down.
Time's up. Time to go. And we want to thank all our sponsors. Hindus of Greater Houston, Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA, Meenakshi Temple Segment, Sanatan Hindu Center, and also Vedic Fair 5 that's happening on April 23rd. And our listeners, all Shiv Bhakts out there, thanks for calling and spending your time with us today. Really enjoyed talking about Shivji today and of all his names and all that. And the significance of Mahashivratri and also Sagar Manthan and sharing so many things with you all. It really made our day and we're all set for tomorrow. And listeners, Voice of Sanatan Hinduism Radio is supported by Sanatan Hindu Center. It's a non-profit and it also arranges funeral and cremation services in Hindu tradition way. So you can call 281-459-0866 for anything for your cremation needs or anything to do with the cremation services. And we'll be back next Sunday, same time, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time and on 11:10 a.m. And you can also listen to us at masalaradio.com or sanatanhinducenter.org. Love and grace to all of you.